I don't have a lot on this. We haven't done this in a while. But just because I'm hearing it all through the news, through our CBS resources and other places, too, I just thought I'd just throw it out. It's one of those opportunities where we have a story and we have two different takes on the same story. So somebody's lying or severely wrong.
Or they're telling the truth in their own mind.
Well, you know, we can never discount that sometimes there's just enough of something of somebody's opinion that you could say, okay, so a little bit.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about is the story where you now have the Department of Homeland Security Inspector General.
Yep.
As part of the investigation into the January 5th and 6th incident of 2021, we're saying that members of the U.S. Secret Service erased text messages from those two dates as part of the assault on the U.S. Capitol. This is according to a letter written by the Inspector General to congressional leaders. I mean, we're talking official stuff here, going to the investigators there. U.S. Secret Service spokesperson says the insinuation that the Secret Service maliciously deleted text messages is false. The agency has been fully cooperating with the OIG in every respect, whether it be interviews, documents, emails, or text. So there you go. Either the text messages were erased or they were not. Which is it?
Well, they were erased. Right? I mean, they're gone.
Well,
I mean, it's just now whether or not it was all on the up and up.
Was it done purposefully, I guess, is the question.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's why the investigation is happening.
My question, though, is, I mean, are messages ever really erased?
Well, that's what I wondered.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I wondered, but I don't know.
I mean, how many times have we heard stories, I mean, whatever it might be, people having disputes, you know, marital disputes, and it's like, well, you know.
Right.
Look what we found.
Well, some crimes, they're able to go back in, and somehow or another, they're able to retrieve things. And they know a lot more about these modern devices than most of us, so
There's some people within technology.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, any average 15-year-old, I'm sure today, could tell us how they could find those messages if they really want.
All those ones and zeros, you think they're obliterated, and someone is able to pull them all back together.
Again, I'm just fascinated about the way it's presented. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm just gonna say, would this come under the purview of the January 6th committee? Well, can they call in the former head of the Secret Service?
Well,
can they do that? Yeah, I would think so too.
I mean, isn't that where the letter? I thought I always had the impression that's where the letter was sent to.
It was. You're right.
Requesting it. So.
Yep.
Call them up.
And see what happened here. Because, I didn't think you could do that. I didn't think. I thought a government agency, I just thought everything was on the record, especially any text messages, any emails, things like that, of that nature.
Would I be throwing out a reference I hope still has historical significance, especially since from time to time there have been references to a previous presidency? Has anyone seen Rosemary Woods lately? Maybe she could tell us what happened.
Maybe, yes. I always love that picture of her. What was she doing? She was grabbing something. It was almost like she was playing a game of Twister make it look like
at the desk.
Yeah, how she erased the tape.
One hand here, one hand there.
Watergate tape.
The Watergate reference, in case anyone needs to know the reference. I don't know. Like I said, even if it were members of a generation that weren't around at that time, hopefully you've learned history and understood what that meant.
Still, I don't care under what political party you may belong to or whatever. I don't think we want our Secret Service being able, or any government agency being able, to say, "Oops, sorry, we erased messages."
I don't think we want that. Not at all.
So, but we'll see.
Which is it?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll have to see if the story is holding up. And maybe the Secret Service did everything they're supposed to do. Who knows? We'll see.
More to come.
Yep.
But we throw it out there here on what's happening, July 15th, 2022.